So now let's get right back to the most entertaining talk show in all of America, Gatos and Chad.
What?
Gatos paid me to say that.
Nice. What you got for me?
Very good. Touché. Excellent. Hey, the Cardinals are going to let like 1,200 fans in. What is the?
Because
what
it's not
what?
Even 1,200 fans.
What?
It's a portion.
Okay.
Of fans, because that 1,200 is misleading. Because what is it? 600 or 900 are family and friends of the players.
How many people will be in there?
How many people should be in there?
No. How many people will be in there now? 1,200.
1,200.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right.
But so, you said fans.
Well, no, don't do the no.
You said fans.
Okay.
Like, oh, yeah.
So it's going to take place October 25th against Seattle, the hated Seahawks. So they're going to have 600 fans on one side of the stadium.
The and place will be rocking.
600 fans on the other side of the stadium.
Bring your own lunch.
Would you go?
Yeah, I'd go.
I'd totally go. As long as I'm seated away from everybody, I'm fine. I'm there.
I know.
Pablo, would you go to the game? 1,200 people?
I would go, but you know what I've noticed? There's no signs at these games. I like to bring my sign, and I don't know if I can bring it in.
Oh, you can't bring it?
John 3:16.
Yeah, there's no sign. Hey, Becky Lynn, 1,200 people, would you go?
I'd totally go, yeah.
You would? You feel it's safe?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is Young Zo in there?
Mask.
Where's Young Zo?
No, he quit.
Is Young Zo in the bathroom?
He's in the
okay,
line.
Okay, he's in the bathroom.
He's doing his
hair. It's not like we have to say that on the air to embarrass him. Listen, he's on the toilet. What can I tell you? All right, he'll be back in 10 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'd go. My wife would love to go. To go to a game. I'll tell you, if I went, it would remind me of covering the team back in the 90s anyway.
Yeah, that's damn
it.
Except
there'll
be more
fans.
There's nobody there.
Nobody.
There was never anybody
the
there.
The only time they had a crowd is when the Cowboys played, and all
You're
those
right.
people in Dallas who couldn't get tickets to see the Cowboys
yep.
would come out
They'd
here.
They'd fly out here to see the game. Oh, that's so
Larry,
funny.
Larry, 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 Larry Fitzgerald.
Fantastic.
Hey, COVID claimed yet another today.
What are we looking at?
Did you hear? Tab.
So Tab, the drink that was in, what, the 80s?
Yeah, for beautiful people, 70s and 80s. That's
okay.
what it was for.
COVID?
COVID claimed it because Coke says they're having to cut back and Tab is officially done.
I thought it was officially done 40 years ago.
No. One beautiful calorie. That's what it was.
So they had to do cutbacks and now Tab
cutbacks,
is...
Pepsi and Coke, by the way, over the next 2 or 3 weeks, both of them are going to be making huge cuts. This is just one of them.
That's not
but,
good.
But for the beautiful people, I don't know what you... I don't even know where you can get a Tab now.
You know what? I bought some maybe 3 years ago because I saw it sitting on the shelf, and I remember drinking it because there was no other alternative for a long
time.
There
wasn't any other diet soda. This was the diet soda for beautiful people.
It was horrible.
Yeah, it's awful.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think I've ever had one.
Worse.
Well, it was bad?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yes,
see, because all the diets, the Diet Pepsi, the Diet Coke, I don't drink them. I think they taste awful. Awful.
Because you can taste the sweetener and
yeah,
it has a funky taste to it.
Now,
now
they have the zeros, right? The Coke Zero, mm-hmm. the Pepsi Zero,
right.
which is, but Tab is gone. And so for all you beautiful people out there in the 70s and 80s who used to drink Tab.
What a great way to brand it. If you're hot.
That's what it was.
You drink Tab.
And the commercial was a beautiful woman in his little tiny bikini.
Oh, yeah.
That
and this guy's
commercial.
Drinking it, and he just looks at her, and his wife's next to him, and she's drinking Tab. And it's like, oh, Tab was just
it was disgusting.
It was beautiful. It made you thin and sexy.
Didn't Back to the Future, didn't he order a Tab?
Yeah.
And the guy
yes.
said
yeah.
something like, well, you got to order something first before I give you a Tab.
Yeah.
Tab. So that was in the 80s.
So
yeah, I never had
it's a great.
Tab.
It was a great Tab. Was delicious. I couldn't.
No, it was not delicious.
Look, if I can find like something, I think you have to buy it like online now.
Oh,
I'm gonna totally buy a 6-pack because you have to, right? Like it's going away. It's part of your thing.
Tab is gone. Thanks, COVID.
I used to have a glass.
Oh, Tab. Oh,
remember,
yes.
Remember, it looked like a figure
yeah,
eight.
Yeah, look like it. Yeah, it was
like
big
an hourglass.
The and they come down.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I did too. My grandma did. My grandma, my family stocked it full of it because it was for the beautiful people,
mm-hmm.
and they weren't, and they thought they were going to be beautiful people.
That's so funny.
And it didn't happen. So it was a
lot.
We
have to get one so Gatiss can try it since he never tried it.
We're going
to
do it.
You're not beautiful. Is that what you're saying?
Well, he's a big softball star.
Look at this face. This face should never have a mask on it. It's so beautiful.
You have a face for Tab.
Oh, yes. Tab, Tab, Cola, what a beautiful thing.
That's such
tab,
a great
tab,
song.
Tab, Cola, beautiful.
All right, question about Trump, and then we'll move on. Ready?
All right. He probably drinks Tab.
NBC Trump town hall, did it help or hurt him last night? Is it too late for it to help or hurt him? Or did it just kind of, well, he talked about...
It's too late.
Hmm.
Look, if you love Trump, you still love Trump. If you hate Trump, you still love you still hate him. And you know, nobody feels anything for Biden. So it's Trump versus Trump. I tweeted out. This is what it should... We talked about earlier. This is what it should say on the ballots. Trump, Donald Trump, Republican or not Trump.
Hmm.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're voting against Trump. And Biden just happens to be the little circle you're going to fill in.
And at this point in time, I don't know what he's going to be able to do. And it's hard to, because you know what? I wanted to hear more questions that I thought would be more relevant. And, you know, I didn't care about the QAnon. I didn't care about it. Like, I want to hear more questions that I thought would be more relevant about what you plan to do for your next term. What do you think that, how do you think Amy Coney Barrett did? What do you think is going to shape, you know, the change in the court system, you know, and things of that nature? And no, you know, QAnon.
Well, QAnon was a topic. He didn't denounce it. It's this wacko conspiracy driven cult. And they're crazy.
They're not a cult.
They're a cult.
They're not a cult. They're just a bunch of people who believe in conspiracy theories.
Right. And then Trump gives
them a... But they're also
the
same people
that believe
in... Gives them a voice. You got people who are flat earthers, right?
Yeah, they're nuts too, man.
Yep. No. Hey, let me tell you something. I interviewed a flat earth guy one time. He made the most cogent argument. I'm like, dude, I still don't believe you, but I tell you what.
He's wrong.
You made me think, whoa. There's some interesting stuff there.
Listen, he can't answer simple questions. He can't denounce this crazy, wacko conspiracy group. He still struggles with the white supremacist question. He's got this new
seal. Well, the
question
keeps coming. He kept saying, I denounce him, I denounce him. Well, do you denounce him now? I just did. Well, can you denounce him again?
He still talks about this SEAL Team 6.
Well, that was the...
This total BS. What it is he either believes or he's putting it out there. I think that's a fair way to put it. You know, that SEAL Team 6, and they went out and killed bin Laden. It was all set up. It was all fake. And then Joe Biden had everybody killed.
Yeah.
And bin Laden's alive. And I'm looking at this and I'm like, dude, here's the real thing, right? This is all what I just said. You're just not living in the real world, man. You're having these rallies during a pandemic. It's just not the real world. And I just think he is so out of touch. Joe Biden's a mess. Don't get me wrong. But I think Joe Biden's going to end up being the president. I think Trump's going to get brutally beaten in this race. I think it's going to be quite bad. He's losing in Pennsylvania, North Carolina.
You know what I could see?
Wisconsin.
Potentially.
Florida. I don't know.
It could be very close in the popular, but in the electoral college, it could be...
And nobody cares about the popular. I mean, that's the thing. So what?
But here's the thing. You know, like the question nobody ever asked Joe. Hey, Joe, how are you going to unite the country when, let's say, even if you get 70 million and he gets 55 million, that's a lot of people that still want nothing to do with you.
Yep.
How are you going to unite the country?
And we'll see if Joe Biden is a bigger man than Donald Trump. When he goes in there, will he try and talk to... If he wins the election, will he try and talk to the Trump supporters and say, hey, listen, I've got stuff for you that I want to do? Probably not.
I don't think that the Trump supporters have a disdain or dislike for him. I don't think they trust the people behind who they
feel. I think that's accurate.
Are going to come and try to do some crazy stuff.
I think that it's the far left that they worry about. And Joe Biden.
I worry about.
I do, too. Joe Biden is not far left, but people with him are. And that is dangerous. All right, coming up next, some are calling it the second wave of COVID. Oh, no, wait. Some are calling it the third wave of COVID. Where are we next?
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Gatiss and Chad Show, 2 till 6.
Tonight, there are new and ominous indicators that the United States is now plunging into the second wave
of the coronavirus pandemic. In addition to the rising death toll and case count, most states are now reporting alarming spikes in new infections, 21 of them seeing all-time highs as hospitalizations are also soaring right now.
So is it the second wave or is it the third wave?
Just in time for flu season, the third surge of COVID-19 is blanketing the nation. Wisconsin setting another one-day record for new cases, more than 3,700.
I'm not sure it's all that important if it's the first wave, the second wave, or the third wave. Can't we all get on the same wavelength here?
I think it depends on how much you want to scare people, because that's a lot of what this is. I mean, if you broke down the statistics and you took a serious hard look at this, and I think in 10, 20 years people will, and they go, you know what, they got some real things wrong here, and they should have done a few things different, but we kind of overstepped here. When you break down everything, first wave, second wave, third wave. Now, is it the second wave for New York?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, because they've never come out of quarantine, really. It's been smatterings compared. California's been under quarantine since I don't know when, and until they cure death, he's never letting anybody out. You know the joke about Newsom? You know the whole thing with the eating mask? You know, you have to eat the...
The governor of California says... I don't think they put it into play, though.
No, because he got laughed at by everybody.
Yeah. Well, we even laughed at it. You go to a restaurant, you wear a mask, you sit down, you keep your mask on. Your food comes, you take a bite with your mask off, you chew with your mask on. I could totally get behind that. That's awesome.
I know you could. But as an average human being, we'd be like, you know, I think I'm gonna pass on that one.
Yeah, first wave, second wave, third wave. I don't want to scare people. I have no interest in scaring anybody. I don't care what these – if they want to scare people, they can scare people. I'm not watching them anyway. My thing is this. I think it's fair to say in Arizona – we went through the first wave.
Yes.
And now we're going to see if there is a second wave. Is that fair?
I think that's a fair thing.
Okay, because I'll tell you, it's been pretty good for the last couple months.
Yeah.
I think all of us feel a little bit normal. We're doing things that are normal again.
I would say that's very true.
Okay. You know, if you look, this has not been the best week in Arizona.
No.
For COVID cases. It doesn't mean that we're going to be one of the hot spots, but if you look across the country, there are three dozen states that are experiencing a surge. There are now 8 million infections. So if you look at Arizona and you look at this week, we had our first 1,000 COVID case day, and we really hadn't had that since early September.
My question is about the testing. Because
I think 8,000 today.
So 8,000.
That's what I heard.
Now, is that 8,000? Like, see, this is the thing that you and I, we've talked about this. So, okay, so 8,000 comes in, but is that 8,000 from today? Or are these the things, you know, you got it back in 15, you got it back in 2 hours, they got it back in 3 days?
I don't know. Here's what I wish I knew. We're probably going to get another wave of this thing.
It's possible.
Okay. If the rest of the country is getting these COVID cases on the rise, it's going to happen eventually here in Arizona.
Yeah, it's absolutely possible.
So does the governor have a plan to get everybody a test and you get the test back in 2 days? Excuse me, 2 hours?
The governor. You're funny.
I'm just saying.
No.
Like, this is, it's interesting.
I don't think so.
When you're doing well, right, and you're riding a pretty good streak here for a couple months, isn't your job, and he may be doing this for all I know, isn't your job to say, when it gets bad, we're going to do this? Because we can't go back to... waiting 2 weeks for a test.
No,
it is a waste of time.
I don't think that's going to happen, but it's a crapshoot, right? You go to a Walgreens or CVS or wherever, you may get there and they may say, like you went to something and they said within 2 hours, you came, you sat down, they called you. It was nice that you came in.
I went to a Walgreens.
And sat by us even though you hadn't got the results. But
I had the results.
But
remember, I wasn't sick.
No. You did it.
I did it because I traveled for the last 2 weekends, and I said, you know what? Going to just get tested, make sure. We got a couple guys here that have underlying conditions that we kind of stay away from, but still we want to make sure that everybody's cool. So I did get that test, and it got you know, it's quick. It was drive-through. It was at a Walgreens. I think we only have a few of those. And I got my results back in 2 hours. I wasn't surprised that it was negative. I was fine.
I was watching Rogan. He had Wesley Hunt, who's a guy that's a congressman candidate in Texas, on. He said, so the way it works now is new studio is you walk in, there's a nurse there, she gives you a test, it comes back almost immediately.
This is at a radio studio.
Yeah.
Which is, why do we not have this at airports? Why do we not have this in every single building in the country? We're the richest country in the world.
Well, it'd be tough in the sense, like, I mean, you know.
How do we not have a home test yet?
So that's really.
How do we not? You say it all the time. How do we not have an app?
That to me is the thing. Why is there not an app and a home test that we could do this rather quickly? I don't know if I want to put my information out there, but I'll tell you what. There should be a way for us to do this in a much quicker way at home. If you can tell that you have a child inside of you, we should be able to tell that you have a virus that, yeah, that everybody's trying to put together really fast. It's nuts, and it's frustrating. Even 15, 20 minutes, we should be able to do this in mass, and we're not.
No. And I don't think we will. I think we'll have a vaccine before any of that stuff comes out. All right. Coming up next, Story Time on the Gatos and Chad Show. If you've never heard Story Time, you got to hear it. It's coming up in just a second.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Where news and entertainment hang out. The Gatos and Chad Show, 2 till 6.
It's Story Time on the Gatos and Chad Show. Fantastic. This is how we end the show on Friday night. We give you all this news throughout the week, 19 hours, 45 minutes of news. And at the end of the show, we kind of share something very different, maybe our personal lives. Chad, super best friend, what would you like to share on Story Time?
I'm excited. It's the weekend here. I'm going to have a little bit. I completely, people have no idea. I switch off, you know, the weekends and have a little bit of fun.
You're go Monday through Friday, and then you just.
Lizard time, lots of stuff like that. But I miss not seeing my family, and I call my mom this week. And for the guys you don't know, I have adopted brothers and sisters. They're actually my nieces and my nephews, and they've been adopted. And one of them, Spencer, is very special needs. He's got brain damage. He's in a wheelchair. He's got a trach, the whole nine yards. Wow. He eats out of his stomach. He's the happiest kid in the world. But I mean, he can't do anything. He can't. I mean, he doesn't. He's never said a word. He just laughs. But he goes to school. But now he's not going to school, obviously. And my mother would send him in a heartbeat.
Because he's out in California.
He's out in California, but he's not. And they're pro. She's like, they're never going to go back to school. And I'm like, I know, Mom. So my mom, I talked to my mom this week. It's the greatest thing ever. So Mom has to go. She goes, oh, Chad, I got to tell you a story. So what's the story about, Mom? She says, Spencer. So they call me this week from a school because they have to do everything online now, which is great, by the way. There's just a bunch of kids in wheelchairs online. Oh, nobody knows how to do anything.
Goodness.
And then the other ones, my mom's like, some of these kids don't like to be clothed. And so I just start laughing. She goes, this one's great, Chad. She goes, I got a call this week. I said, yeah. She goes, it's a school telling me that Spencer is the student of the month. My mother's all, for what? She goes, you need to come pick up his award. She goes, oh, and he's been voted to a student council.
Who voted?
I don't know. My mom's like, I have no idea what. She goes, so now he's like ASB student council. She goes, I just want them to teach him the color red.
Yeah.
And she's laughing so hard. She goes, I go pick up this award. He has no idea what it is. She goes, Chad, this is last year. This is the perfect. California makes him go through this stupid dog and pony show where he has to take a test. They put him in a room, they put down a piece of paper, and they put down a pencil, and he sits there for 3 hours, and it never moves.
He didn't do anything.
No. Every year. That's the kind of thing.
That's crazy.
But now he is student of the month, and
wow,
he's student council, and
hey,
they have
him.
A prom. They have a prom.
Good.
And my mom's like, his biggest thing is he goes there to see his friends, because he's got friends he plays sports with, like when we, you know, special needs soccer, and which, by the way, is... It's a glory, I tell you, because I usually coach his team, and it's the funniest thing and the best thing. And for those of you who don't know, yes, even special needs kids keep score.
Good.
Yeah, it's great.
That's great.
But it is, my mother was laughing so hard, and I just love my mom's reaction. So he's student of the month.
For what?
For what?
Oh, my gosh.
She was annoyed to go pick the thing up and put it on the refrigerator.
I love that, man. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. So he's student of the month. So we're going to do this weekend. We usually do one or two chats every month or so where we can do FaceTime, and he lights up. But very excited about student of the month. And all the other older brothers or sisters are just laughing.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because they think it's hilarious.
Oh, Story Time on the Gatos and Chad Show. We share something at the end of the show on Friday from our personal lives. So you were talking about what you're going to do this weekend. I am attempting to put together a shed for the outside
area. Like how you said attempt.
I am bad at this stuff. The directions I've seen. First of all, it came in a 160-pound box. I don't know if I can even move it. It was delivered to the side of the house. We're going to put like pool stuff in it and cushions and all that kind of stuff. And I have been tasked by my wife to put this thing together. And I must say, I haven't slept in 3 days. I'm very worried that I will not be able to do it. I'll be in the middle of it. I'll either finish it. There'll be 4,000 bolts that I have extra.
Like you'll have extra. You had 4,000. Now you had 6,000. Yeah. I don't know where they came from.
Now I'm going to like lean it against the house. It's not going to be very sturdy.
It's going to be a lean-to.
It's honestly going to take me, if I do get it done, it's going to take me an entire weekend. It's going to take 48 hours. And I'm trying to think, who can I pay to get this done?
I can put some stuff together, but it's just not my thing.
Let me tell you, man, I can change a light bulb. You need me to do anything else in the house? I got a guy. I can't do anything. I'm a total epic disaster.
I can change. I change the tires and I can change the oil and do some of that stuff.
No, I can't do that.
But I am just, it's not my thing. It's never been my thing.
This is going to be a mess.
This is going to be great. You got to take a picture before and after. Before when it's kind of up and after when it's on the ground.
Or do you want me to take a picture of me before and after? Where
a little bit of both.
Me, I've got brown hair at the beginning and at the end, I've got gray hair.
This is the weekend where I get the call. Hey, Chad.
Hey, dude, can you come
check
over?
Out my stitches.
No! All right, that's story time. We do it every Friday night as we end the show. Becky Lynn has Arizona's evening news. We'll be back Monday when Trump will be in Phoenix. I'll see you Monday, Super Best Friend.
See you Monday, Super Best Friend.